Good evening and welcome to UNZA Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Dollar Man gets community service for assaulting Good Samaritan. 34 tons of copper cathodes stolen in Pembe District. In international news, Israel's foreign minister on historic visit to Somaliland. In sports news, Algeria, DR Congo, said for AFCON round of 16 shutdown. My name is Beatrice Mwila. In local news, a 32-year-old Ndola man has been sentenced to 3 months community service for assaulting a woman who attempted to stop him from beating his pregnant wife. John Chembo, a general worker from Lubuto Township, has been convicted by Ndola Magistrate Court on one count of assault and ordered to clean Chifumbu Subordinate Court annex for 3 months. Magistrate Court Peggy Gondwe imposed the sentence after finding Chembo guilty of assaulting Brenda Nondo, 36, on October 19th last year. The court has heard that on the material day, Chembo and his wife were drinking beer at a bar in Lubuto Township when they differed and he started beating her despite being pregnant. Miss Nondo, who was present at the bar, attempted to stop the assault, but Chembo turned on her and hit her using fists and kicks. In mitigation, Chembo has pleaded for leniency with a pledge not to repeat the offense. A comprehensive environmental and social impact assessment conducted by Applied Science and Technology Associates, a consulting firm engaged by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has revealed that the area of Kalusela suffered extensive damage following the collapse of tailings dam TD15 at Sino Meadows. The dam failure, which occurred in February 2025, released approximately 50,000 tons of toxic waste into the environment, contaminating the Kafue River system and surrounding areas, affecting aquatic life, water supplies, and agricultural activities along the river. Presenting the findings in Kitwe today, Applied Science and Technology Associates consultant Dr. Dina Mambwe says the impact was deemed severe enough to warrant the relocation of residents. Mambwe says the assessment therefore recommends fair and transparent relocation of affected households and that the government should construct equivalent or better housing for displacement families. Meanwhile, the report suggests comprehensive livelihood restoration support, including skills training and empowerment programs, prioritizing vulnerable groups like women, the elderly, and persons with disabilities. Mambwe adds that, going forward, Applied Science and Technology Associates recommends the establishment of a clear and accessible grievance redress mechanism to allow affected communities to raise concerns and have them addressed promptly. Economist Luvinda Hamazoka says Zambia's decision to accept Chinese yuan for mining taxes and royalties will level the playing field for Chinese-owned companies in Zambia, as other foreign-owned mines, like the U.S. co-owned Ningombe mine, are allowed to pay taxes and royalties in U.S. dollars. Dr. Hamazoka says the move is commendable, as it will also reduce the pressure on Zambians looking for U.S. dollars when buying goods from China, one of Zambia's top trading partners. Hamazoka explains that by allowing Chinese firms to pay taxes in yuan, the currency will become more available in the Zambian market, benefiting Zambians who trade with China. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Hamazoka has expressed confidence that the Kwacha will appreciate the increased use of foreign currency in tax payments. Zambia is the first African nation to formally accept the Chinese yuan for payment of mining taxes and royalties. Still in local news, the Hospitality and Catering Association of Zambia says the tourism and hospitality sector recorded positive growth in 2025. Association Vice President David Rossi says the country attracted 2 million international arrivals against an initial target of 2.5 million projected for 2025. In an interview, Rossi said the sector currently contributes about 7% to the country's gross domestic product, GDP, and remains on track to create more employment opportunities. He adds that the industry is expected to maintain strong growth in 2026, supported by a 1.5 billion kwacha budget allocation set aside for the reopening and development of remote tourism sites. Rossi also notes that the upcoming ISATA conference in Livingstone will draw regional attention to Zambia's tourism potential and boost visitor numbers. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Moetwa says Archbishop Alick Banda should not be demonized for being asked to account for matters raised by law enforcement agencies. Moetwa says Dr. Banda is not the first individual to be requested to appear before law enforcement officers to assist with investigations. He has urged members of the UPND and government officials to refrain from using derogatory language against Dr. Banda, warning that such conduct could amount to a breach of the law. Speaking during a press briefing in Choma today, Moetwa says the government and the church will continue engaging through regular dialogue. Meanwhile, he says 90% of the funds meant to clear the outstanding balance owed to farmers has already been deposited in banks, with the remaining 10% expected to be deposited by tomorrow. He explained that the delays were caused by payments processed through mobile money platforms and other digital systems. Moetwa has since appealed to banks to speed up payment processes to ensure farmers receive their funds promptly. Finally, in local news, 34 tons of copper cathodes have been stolen in Pembe District, Southern Province, after criminals allegedly diverted the truck transporting the consignment. The incident occurred on Sunday, January 4th, 2026, around 20 hours between Muzoka Trading Center and Nachibanga area. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has confirmed the incident, which was reported by a security officer who was escorting the consignment. Namalongo has said that truck has since been recovered, but the driver, identified as Mavuto Mutali, aged 44, remains missing after being taken away by the suspect. He has explained that preliminary investigation indicates that while the truck was en route to Kazungula, Mutali and the security officer, Pethias Musonda, were ambushed. Namalungo says Musonda reported that upon